Hello and welcome to the Intentional Manifestation Podcast, where we talk about all of the things that help us to manifest an aligned life that's beyond our wildest dream. My name is Megan, and I'm your host for this podcast. I use neuroscience, epigenetics, somatics, energetics, and holistic nutrition to help my clients completely shift their perspective so they can transform their life. To align your life with your dreams, check out my self-paced coaching program that also gives one-on-one coaching support. For just $47 per month, cancel anytime. You can find the link in the description.
Hello, hello, welcome back. Today I want to talk about this magic switch that happens before you actually achieve a goal. And this switch happens with every single goal that you truly achieve. And if you don't hit this switch, we might make some of our goals, but we don't fully achieve it. So if your goal is to, you know, hit a new income level, lose a certain amount of weight, save a certain amount of money, whatever it is, there is a switch that we have to flick, which is this, it's hard to describe, but it's the switch of truly encompassing and believing that we can achieve the full goal. And so here's what usually happens. So we set a goal. And maybe we do some sort of SMART goal planning and we make it measurable. So we have a way to measure the success of the goal. And so you say you want to make, or you want to sign 5 new clients, okay? Or you want to make $10,000 that month, or you want to lose 2 pounds, whatever it is, like in a month. And so that's the goal that you set. And there's two things that will happen. So either there's three, because one, you hit the goal fully. But if we're not hitting the goal fully, let's say you book 2 clients, you make $5,000, you lose 1 pound. And then there's these two things that will happen, either or. So one is that you remain positive, okay? Your mindset is like, it's okay, things take time, I'm still working towards my goal, I'm making progress, it's all good. And that's a good place to be. Like, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have a positive mindset. However, here's what can happen when we take on that mentality. We are telling our subconscious that it's done its job. And we've talked about this before when we're talking about setting goals and making them really specific. So signing 5 clients is specific. And so your subconscious doesn't stop it doesn't feel like it's completed the goal until you get to 5 clients. But consciously, if you're saying, well, it's okay, I know it takes time, maybe I didn't do enough yet, maybe I didn't put myself out there, maybe it's just, you know, I have to build up my name, whatever it is, you're going to give yourself these excuses for why we didn't hit the goal. And you're telling yourself it's okay. And by the way, it is okay. But to explain what our subconscious does, then we say, oh, it's okay if I didn't hit the goal. Two is good. 2 is great. And that is good. You signed 2 clients. Amazing. You lost 1 pound. Amazing. Like, we're making progress. And the new SMART goals toward our goal is a good thing. However, our subconscious goes, oh, I thought you wanted 5. 2 is good? Okay, cool. There's a new threshold. And it's good to know that if we don't make the goal, we're totally okay with it. And so if you've listened to me talk about the model of reality, we're creating that filter, that cycle, where the next time you go to set a goal, you want to do 5 clients the next month. But now your subconscious knows that you've settled for 2. So it doesn't really have to work that hard to get you 5. And it can just say, okay, we got to 2, and then you kind of stop working towards the goal. And it's all subconscious program, right? So we're not literally saying to ourselves consciously, like, okay, I got 2, that's all I need. We don't consciously stop doing the things, but maybe we feel a little bit tired. And so we say, okay, well, maybe today I won't show up and do this. Maybe I won't post on Instagram today. maybe I won't get on the bike, maybe I won't go for a walk, whatever it is that your goal is, whatever action steps you've agreed to take, when we feel less in it, we just let ourselves be in that. And so our subconscious is saying, it's okay though, because we already got two, so we don't have to keep going. And then alternatively, the universe is saying, okay, well, you settled for two, so that's all we need to work towards too. When you settle for things, then we are announcing to the universe that we're okay with what we have and that we don't actually want more like we said we did. And so, of course, as I said, it is not a bad thing. I want you to keep a positive mindset. If you get two clients instead of five clients, I want you to celebrate that. But decide not to settle, right? We have to make that internal decision where if we're 3 weeks into the month and we have two and we're like, okay, how am I going to get three more clients? And so you start to, this is where it happens, right? We start to think, well, it took me 2 weeks or 3 weeks to get these two clients. Like, how am I going to get three clients in 1 week? Like, that's impossible. That's not going to happen. So we start to talk ourselves out of it. This is the moment. We don't typically get to the end of the month and go, oh, well, it's okay. It's while we're getting towards that goal. We've already accomplished a little bit of the goal. And then we think that it's not possible to finish the rest of the goal. So we start to talk ourselves out of it. We start to say, well, even if I do all of these podcasts, even if I do all of these reels, even if I keep getting on the bike every day, it took me this long to get this far. So it's not possible for me to finish the rest of this goal, to meet those metrics, when they're more than what I already achieved and I have less time. So the decision that you have to make is that you don't know how it's going to happen, but you are going to complete your goal because you said you wanted it. You are magic. You have the power of your subconscious mind and you have the power of the universe behind you. And anything that you want to happen can happen. And it's not enough to just say this, right? You can't just be like, okay, I trust, but knowing internally that you don't actually think it's happening. And so it does take work to get to that. It's this strange, truly, it's a switch. There's a switch that goes off in you where you've decided that no matter what, you are going to get those five clients. You are going to lose the 2 pounds. You are going to, whatever I said the other goal is, get $10,000. And you don't have to know how. When it comes to manifesting, we need to be open because there's a bunch of ways that any of those things could happen to you if you let them. But if you're trying to control how it will happen, which is often why we don't meet our goals, is because we have this very strict, controlled plan of how we think we're going to get what we want, when in reality, the universe will give you what you want in ways that you can't even imagine or can't foresee. And we block that because we're too stuck in how it's going to work, trying to control the how it's going to work instead of just being open. You could post one reel and get three clients from that reel. You could open your mailbox and get a back pay check from, you know, the CRA. Probably would just be direct deposit, but there's all these things that can happen in ways that you would never imagine. So to look at that and be like, okay, I don't know how this is going to happen, but I still fully believe that in the next week, the universe is going to find a way, that I'm going to find a way. I am magic. I'm saying this is going to happen, and it is. And so that truly is like a switch is flipped because there's a different energy. When you're just saying, okay, well, I don't know how it's going to happen, but I guess I believe that it can. That's different than the energy of saying, I don't know how this is going to happen, but I'm magic. And I know that when I believe it's coming fully, like I'm in this, I see it coming. I believe it's coming. I believe everything's going to be okay. That's a different energy. I've told you the story about my car from last summer. And I knew it was bad. I needed a new turbo engine. Like I knew it was going to be bad. But I just kept trusting that I was going to figure it out, that I was going to come up with the money, that there was nothing wrong with the engine. It was just the turbo piece of the engine. and not the full engine itself. Like, I just knew in my heart, I trusted it. And I was like, it's all going to be okay. Going to be figured out. I'm going to work it out. And it was. I mean, it was really shitty that I had to spend like $4,000 on something that I didn't want to spend it on. But I knew that it was going to be figured out in a way that worked. And I just trusted that. And it doesn't mean it wasn't stressful. It doesn't mean I didn't worry that it could be more, but I didn't let myself sit in that worry. You know, I thought, okay, yeah, it could be worse. And if that's the case, then I'm just going to deal with it when it comes. I'm not going to sit here worrying about the worst case scenario that hasn't happened. I'm going to celebrate the best case scenario before that happens. And then that's truly what did happen. And when you get into this best case scenario energy, that is when good things happen, because we manifest from our belief systems. So if we are sitting here believing and trusting in the best case scenario, that's what comes to us. And the thing about believing in the best case scenario is that we're leaving that open to the universe to decide for us what is truly the best case scenario. There are things at play that we don't know, and pieces and moving like puzzle pieces and things that add up in ways that we cannot see, right? Things are always moving and lining up for us. And sometimes when things feel super shitty and we think that it's like the worst thing ever, it's actually a blessing and happening so that we can lead to something better. And when we look backwards, like, we can't see it because we're not fortune tellers. But when we look backwards from achieving whatever it is that we achieved, and we can see, oh, that happened for this reason. That shitty thing I went through, it happened to teach me this lesson, which then taught me this. It happened so that I could release this thing in my life. It happened so that I could shift into a new energy and then fell into line. And a good example of this is relationships, right? If you're sitting there manifesting something in your life and you want more, and you're in a relationship that it could even be a great relationship, but ultimately it's not going to get you to your next level. If you stayed in that relationship, you would stay there and stay the same, and you would never hit that next level. And so sometimes we have these breakups for these great relationships, and it sucks. Like, going through a breakup is never good. But then we meet the next person who introduces us to the next person and the next person. And if it wasn't for dating that person specifically, we would have never met that other person. And that's literally what happened with meeting my husband and an ex that I dated, and the way that it connected through people that we never would have met if I did not date that person. And so it is so interesting to see how the puzzle pieces come into play, right? Or we get into relationships, or not even relationships. It could just be somebody that you're like super in love with, and you're not even in a relationship with them, but you're just like fascinated. And it keeps you from meeting other people and being in relationships. But what if it's because the timing for you to meet that next person isn't there yet? So if you got into a new relationship because you were totally healthy and not fascinating over, not even a word, that person, then you would have met somebody else and you would have gotten into a relationship with them, and that would have been a great relationship and it would have lasted however long, but it still wasn't putting you on the right path, right? So when you trust the timing of everything and know that there are no mistakes, that you understand everything is truly happening for a reason and a purpose, and that's like the shittiest thing to say to somebody when they have something shitty happen. So I don't recommend doing that, because nobody wants to hear that. When they go through a breakup, everything happens for a reason. And you're like, yeah, well, what's the reason? Because I feel like shit right now. But it does. And to keep that in the back of your mind for your own journey, that you don't know why it's happening yet, but you trust that there is a reason, that there's a purpose, that it's part of the plan. It's not a mistake. This breakup isn't a what if we were still together? What if I didn't do this, or what if I didn't do that? It's okay. releasing that, cutting that energetic cord and saying, what's next? What is the next step on this journey that I can move into? Because what will happen is if we're stuck thinking about, you know, that relationship, what you could have done better, trying to change things, it will delay your path forward. It's not saying that it's not going to happen for you, that you're not going to get to that path. But to quantum leap to that next version of yourself that you're supposed to be in without feeling like you are going through all these challenges and trials and tests. So to quantum leap and skip all of that, which you can if you're ready, we need to be able to cut that energetic cord and say, okay, that wasn't for me. And so in this case, I'm talking about relationships, but it's for anything on the way to achieving any goal that you want. It's saying, okay, I trust the timing. Everything is happening for me. I'm going to get those 5 clients. And if at the end of the month, you know, you didn't get the 5 clients, it's not saying, oh, it's okay, I'm good with 2. It's saying, okay, I only got 2 clients, which isn't what I was asking for, but there must be a reason why. There must be something that I need to learn or I need to work on, I need to strengthen with these 2 clients before I can get 5 clients in 1 month. Maybe I didn't actually have the capacity to take 5 clients on. And if I had, I would have, you know, shot myself in the foot. I would have taken on too much. I would have burned out. I would have let my clients down. How can I give these 2 clients my absolute best service and then make that an automatic system that I continue next time? How can I automate some of this process to make it very clear and repeatable, right? How can I scale this? Because if you can't do that with 1 or 2 clients, you can't do it with 5. So if you are not ready, if you're taking those 2 clients and going, okay, well, that's fine, I guess I have these 2 clients, and you just treat them the same way you were treating all the other clients that you had, which is still good. I'm still not saying that you're not treating your clients well. But to get to that next level, how does that next level version of you treat your client? How does that next level version of you work with your client? When I say treat your clients, I don't mean that you're a bad person treating your client in whatever way. But how's the best way to make them feel like you are so valuable, like you are the one thing that changed their life, that you put them on the next course? When they look back and say, how did I get here after achieving their goal? They go, oh, it's because I made the decision to hire that person. And when they did that, I learned all these things. I got so much value. I felt really seen and I felt really heard. And they really helped me get to my next level or give me the service that I wanted or give me the product that I wanted. So maybe the reason that you got 2 was because you're supposed to strengthen that service. You're supposed to strengthen your product. You're supposed to do something with your customer service. Figure out what it is. Why didn't you get 5 clients? It's not because you weren't on Instagram enough. I'm going to tell you that right now. I mean, we need to be visible. We need to put ourselves out there, because if you're not telling anybody that you have these services and you have these offers, people literally can't book you. But it's not because you didn't post every day. Because you could post once a week and it could reach the right people. That's completely possible, right? The more you post, the more chances there are of people seeing you. That doesn't mean the right people are going to see you. And the universe has a funny way of making things work and click. So when you think about it that way, it's like, okay, I didn't do anything wrong, but what can I strengthen and solidify and make so good with these 2 clients that when I have 5, it's seamless? That I know how to schedule myself so I'm not burned out. I know how to make this effortless. So when I show up for my client meeting or for when I do the client work, it just works so smoothly. There's no kinks. You know, you've ironed all those out. taking that time to use them as case studies for your own business, for your own life, to say, what could I do better? Let's say you don't have a business and you're like, I want to save $10,000 in 3 months. And you're like, okay, well, I only saved $1,000 this month. Cool. That's awesome. What did you do with the rest of the money that came in? Where did it go? What did you spend it on? Were those intentional purchases? What kind of money is coming in? Can you do something to make more money? Can you join an MLM and start selling things on the side just to make some extra income? When we can look back at our choices and see, okay, this is what's happening. Maybe I can't save that amount of money yet. You know, if you want to save $10,000, you're going to need to save like $3,333. I guess it would be like 99999. Then, and you've only saved 1,000. Well, what can you do to save more? Which means you're going to look at how money is coming in, where you're spending your money, and going from there, right? So to really evaluate what you can strengthen, whatever it is, whether it's your business, whether it's your personal life, whether it's your workout routine, how can you be more productive, more efficient, more effective in whatever it is that you're doing? Because often the reasons that we aren't hitting our goals is because we're not ready to hit them yet. And so how do you get ready? Well, you work with what you have, get really good at whatever that is, and then you decide the next month, it's happening. This, I'm ready. I am so ready for 5 clients. Like, I just took these 2 clients and we went through the roof with them. I had so good. I excelled. I'm ready for 5 clients a month now. So next month, that's my goal, and I'm taking no less. I've made this progress, or this process, I should say, so clear and so easy that I'm so ready. 5 clients are going to come in like nothing. And now I have those 2 testimonials as well. It's going to be so easy. It's going to be so easy. It's happening. I just know it. See the energy there? Once you completed those 2 clients successfully and you're like, okay, now I'm ready. Just saying it, just telling you about it, the change in my voice from where I started earlier being like, okay, I'm ready. No, I'm ready. And it's this internal decision that you made. Literally, like you flick a switch. But there's no wrong timing. And so earlier I said that, oh, you know, things take time, and things do, but there's a reason that things take time. Not because you're not posting enough, it's not because not enough people are seeing you. I mean, sometimes that could be the thing. But typically, it's just that you need to strengthen what you're doing. And it could be that you need to strengthen your Instagram strategy. Like, that's totally a legit thing, but it's not an excuse. Do you see the difference between making an excuse and saying, oh, well, you know, things take time, and doing something about it? There's a difference there. So I hope that is clear, that I'm not saying you can't, things do take time, but there's a reason for it. And we want to be in awareness so we can go in and we can say, okay, what is it that I need to work on, instead of just blowing it off as an excuse? Well, things take time, but then not doing anything to wonder why it's taking time. And so to go back to the beginning of this episode, I said there's 2 things that happen. So one is that you make those excuses. Oh, well, things take time, or well, I got 2. That's so great. And then the other thing that happens is that we go, well, I failed. I didn't get 5 clients. I failed. I guess I'm not good enough. I guess I don't know enough. I guess I'm not popular enough on Instagram. We start to make excuses and we think that we failed. And as I just said, there's no such thing as failures. But if that's how we perceive it, what do you think is going to happen next month? Maybe you'll try to get 5 clients again, but you sure as hell will not believe that you can, because you've already decided that it's not possible for you because you didn't do it last month. So instead of going back again at being in awareness and saying, what can I strengthen with these two clients? We're just brushing it off and saying, well, I'm just not the kind of person who can book 5 clients in 1 month because I'm not good enough. I'm not popular enough. Whatever it is that you're telling yourself. You know, I don't have enough energy to do a workout every day. I guess I failed. I guess my body is just meant to be this way and I can't get to the strength that I want. All excuses. When you decide to start making those excuses of failure, you're going to get more failure because, again, that model of reality, the cycle, the patterns. You failed once in your mind. And so the next time you filter information, you go through your memories and your belief and your experiences, and it goes, oh, yeah, I failed the last time I tried that. So maybe I won't try again. Maybe I'll just aim for 2 this time because that's what I got last time. And then what happens if you only get 1? Or just repeating this cycle of failure instead of actually just looking at why we're only booking 2. Why do we only book 2 clients? Why might I not be ready for 5? Why might it not be possible yet for me to save $10,000 in 3 months? Well, you know, if you're not making enough money to actually save that much, well, then of course, that's going to be a big contributor. If you're spending a lot of money on things that don't actually serve you or your, you know, values, they're just kind of frivolous spends. Well, of course, you're not going to be able to save that money. So when you are in awareness, then we can change from there. We can change our thoughts. We can change not just our thoughts, but our feeling about how capable we are. We go into the next month with a completely different outlook. Because in that model of reality, we've now strengthened our beliefs. We've strengthened our memories. I know if I said this, I booked 2 coaching clients and now I killed it. You know, we did 4 great coaching sessions with each client and they are totally succeeding and they're finding these levels of success and they're having their great things come to them. And so now I know I have that external validation. You know, we have internal validation is where it's at, but sometimes having that external validation is the proof that's like, okay, it's not just in my head. I'm really good at this. Okay, now I have that in my model of reality. Now that's part of my programming. So now when I say I'm going to book 5 clients, I book 5 clients. Now when I say I'm going to raise my prices, I feel confident about that because I had such a success with them. And they left me these amazing testimonials. And now I can show other people that. And they can see it's not just me saying I'm great. It's them saying it too. They went through my coaching and they think I'm great. They saw these results that are crazy. And I helped them do that. So you have this inner belief now. And the way you put yourself out there, the way you believe you can do things totally changes. So when we're thinking about making this switch go off when we're achieving our goals, like I said, it's not enough to just say, I'm going to believe it's going to happen. You really have to feel it, like full body feel it. And if you don't quite full body feel it, it is probably because there's still something that's missing from whatever it is you're trying to achieve. And only you will know. Nobody else can tell you. You could hire a coach and they can maybe help you try to, you know, excuse me, talk it out and get to the bottom of it. But you know what it is. You just really have to get into that awareness and say, what do I want? What do I want to give them? What do I want them to achieve? What do I want to achieve? How can I do that? And then test it. Not everything works. Okay, you can come up with a plan and not everything works, but you'll never know until you test it, until you try it out, until you put it out there. So do that. And then that switch will flick for you. And it's when that switch flicks too, that we talk about coming into our new identity, right? Because now you believe it's possible. And what else? What else is possible? What else do you believe to be true for yourself? What habits did you have to develop when you were thinking about how can I strengthen this? Maybe it was getting more efficient with your time. Maybe it was being more organized. Maybe it was saving more money by doing certain things or not doing certain things, not spending your money on things that are bad habits, right? What are the things, habits that you're leaving behind, habits that you're taking on, new beliefs, that's now changing your identity of the way you see yourself? Because that is what gets us to our goal, is being in that identity of the person who knows that it's possible because you are that person. You're not somebody trying to take on new habits. You're not trying to be, like, to make this goal. It just becomes part of who you are. Let me know if that's clear. If you have any questions about this switch, it's kind of one of those things that's hard to describe until you feel it, until you know that feeling, like you go through it and you're like, okay, I know exactly the switch that you're talking about. Let me know. Send me a message on Instagram. Tell me if this resonated with you. If you were like, oh, the switch. Yes, I know the switch. Or if you're still kind of confused and you want more information on this switch, how to flick it, how to get it there. Send me a message. Let's connect. Let's chat. And let's get you on the way to achieving your goal all the way. 100% achieved. I will talk to you next time. And that's it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you're feeling a bit lost in the world of manifestation, that's okay. We've all been there. But guess what? Your breakthrough is just a click away. Introducing the Neural Energetic Manifestation Blueprint, your foolproof step-by-step roadmap to manifesting your dream. Designed for those new to manifestation or those who are feeling stuck, this blueprint is packed with neuroscience-backed strategies, journals, workbooks, and bonus tools to kickstart your journey to abundance. Don't let uncertainty hold you back. Take the first step for just $7 and start manifesting your best life today. Find the link in the show description.